time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What do I really like about my bank? When I call my bank after the first or the second ring, I hear the voice of a real, live person. Now that's customer service. I'm Edie Visade, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
At my bank, even the smallest transactions are a big deal. I'm Nancy Victorine, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
Redwood Capital Bank, our interest is you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hola amigos. When I moved to Humboldt County 20 plus years ago, I came from Zurich, Switzerland. Now you may think Zurich is, monochrome, lily white, and wealthy, a country dominated by white males and rich bankers. Not far from the mark. In fact, when I moved to Switzerland, there was still a canton that did not allow women the right to vote. That has since changed. But the job I had in Switzerland was the most ethnically diverse and international I've experienced. I was a pastor at the International Protestant Church, where we had persons from every continent and about 30 to 40 countries. When we gathered at the communion table, we were literally red and yellow, black and white, speaking dozens of languages from every social and economic level. I loved it. Not that it was easy, but we had a diverse body of people who were held together by something greater than our differences. To make a long story short, we decided to move back with our kids to our native California and search for a place in Northern California. Little did we know California stretched this far north. When we moved to Humboldt, I was excited to return to Mexican food and the mighty Pacific. The ocean is beautiful, but in 1993, I was disappointed by the meager supply of good Mexican restaurants. Happily, over the past 20 years, the number of Mexican restaurants has gradually increased, and so has the quality of the food. Not only are there more Mexican restaurants, there are more Hispanic people in Humboldt County. I think that's a good thing. I welcome our new neighbors from the South, and this is why. One, they bring problems, true, but they also bring solutions. If there were no Latino immigrants, America would be actually losing population, and countries cannot flourish when population declines over prolonged periods. Number two, many of them bring a strong work ethic and a willingness to do a job that us gringos no longer want to do. Countless agricultural, restaurant, and construction jobs would not get done if it were not for the recent waves of Hispanic immigrants. Number three, they bring a bright and colorful culture and another language. Americans are lazy when it comes to language. We expect everybody in the world, wherever they are, to speak English. I watched Americans overseas get miffed when the people from that country were not speaking perfect English. Do we speak perfect Spanish, French, or German? No. Well, some say if we lose English as our only language, we will fracture into many countries. Switzerland is an older republic than we are, and they have three official languages and countless dialects. Show me a country in a world that is more united and prosperous than Switzerland. Finally, the immigrants from the South bring strong religious practices with them, and again, for that, I'm appreciative. We have a growing number of worshipers renting parts of our church building who speak Spanish and worship with enthusiasm and sincerity. They are but one example of the huge wave of renewal that is sweeping through the churches of Latin America. And by the way, when I'm invited to eat with them, I rarely pass up an opportunity to share at the table. This has been Dan Price for Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.